Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things that have to do with the internet or basically just whatever I see on the internet that week. We do not fact check or research anything. My co-host today is the same co-host that was last week, my brother Christopher.
It's me. Am I the first guest host that you've brought back?
I think so.
Yes. What an honor.
There is an extra mic here in case the really pregnant lady over there in the corner wants to pop in. She's allowed to, but she's really pregnant, you guys. So I don't think she's going to. We're talking about my sister-in-law, Jessica, Christopher's wife. That's all. She's eating carrots over there. She thinks that you guys can hear her, but you cannot. You need to use the microphone. She's not. She's eating a carrot. You can chew that carrot as loud as you want, Jessica. No one's going to hear it. Anyway, it is Monday, so happy Indigenous People Day.
Happy that
Indigenous
day.
People. Have yes. you ever said the word Indigenous?
Indigenous, yes.
Indigenous, all right.
Yes.
I haven't really said it much, because it's a new holiday.
Yeah.
Replacing an old holiday.
I'm happy about it.
Me too. That's why I said Happy Indigenous People Day, not the other one.
Yeah.
Those outside of America might be pretty confused.
Yes. Well, we had a holiday that
celebrated a kind of a bad person.
Well, someone that discovered, I'm using air quotes on the podcast right now.
Isn't it
America?
Great?
And so we celebrated that. And now we're celebrating the people that were here first, which
yeah,
I think is probably.
That's a little better. I feel they had already discovered the land that was rightfully theirs, that they were born on and, you know, lived on and didn't kill anyone to get. So we should celebrate them.
Yeah.
That's all.
Good stuff.
You know it's not good stuff, Christopher?
Lay it on me.
The Dolan twins broke hearts of million.
You can't even say it with a straight face. That's how serious it is.
The Dolan twins posted that they will no longer post weekly videos.
What? This is news to me.
This is news to you?
Yes.
They did a video with Shane
so sad.
Dawson, and they were like, listen, for our mental health reasons, we've just burned out. We just feel like we constantly have to be on. It was an hour-long video. I didn't watch it. I just read the highlights on Twitter because that's what I do. So they were just like, yeah, we can't post weekly videos anymore. Apparently, they're posting once a week. I did not know their schedule. They're posting once a week, and they're like, we can't do it anymore. It's too much.
Wow.
So,
they're a little late to the burnout party.
Yeah, but they are. You know what? They held on pretty long. I've noticed the younger you start, the more likely you are to burn out.
Well, yeah, because you have no idea what you're getting
Absolutely
yourself into.
Absolutely no idea.
Or how to make boundaries happen.
Yes.
And I feel like those are things you have to learn through experience. And when you're young, you don't have
yeah.
as much experience in
And when
in
you're
those
young,
areas.
I don't think you should be working that hard.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be school, get a side job, sure. But like YouTube, to be a YouTuber is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And
It's
they did
the
it young.
Hardest job that looks the easiest, I think.
Yeah, because it is our job to make it look easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you vlog the hard parts, it's just kind of boring. So it looks either boring or a lot of fun.
Yes.
It doesn't look hard at all.
No.
Whatever. You know who does know boundaries, though?
Who knows boundaries?
Jenna Marbles.
Okay.
She hit 20 million subscribers.
Good for her.
For her celebration video, she took a 20-minute nap on camera.
Nice.
She straight up was
See,
like...
See, that's old school YouTube right there.
That is old school YouTube. That is someone who knows boundaries, knows how not to get burnt out. She's been posting one video a week for I don't even know how long. I don't remember. I think she started in like 2009, 2010.
I don't know. She's
almost
been
10 years.
A staple of the platform for
She has.
Forever.
And she was like, I hit 20 million subscribers. I'm taking a nap. I was streaming on Twitch when I got a notification. Everyone was like, Jenna posted. I was like, it's 2 p.m. How did she get her video up this early? Because, you know, she films, edits, and posts on the same day. And then I looked and it said taking a nap. And I was like, my God.
Have you experienced the burnout?
Yes, but I just power through it. There's another YouTuber, Nia Higa. How do you say his name? Nia Higa. Yeah. Is that it? I don't remember how to say his name. He's like, he's an OG YouTuber, and he just posted a video explaining why he hasn't been posting videos. He's been posting his like podcast, but no like really creative stuff. And he basically said, I got fed up with YouTube, and I got burned out because he was a part of the original YouTube where it was just like, you make something fun with your friends, you post it, doesn't matter how long it is, how long people engage with it. It's just like, you love it, you post it, you're good to go. And he was like, I couldn't post short videos anymore because YouTube wouldn't show them. They only show long videos. And then he was felt the need to continuously post things because that's how YouTube is set up now. And he was like, but I was putting out stuff I didn't love. And he was like, this whole thing was to make videos with my friends that, you know, sustained our living, not to get rich and famous, but it was just like to just have so much fun. And he goes, and I posted videos the last 3 years where they didn't make me laugh. So he's like, I need to take a break.
Yeah, the algorithm really dictated how we manufactured things. Like it became less about creation, more about manufacture.
And I think that is what if YouTube stayed how it was, if they never messed with the algorithm, I don't think burnouts would happen as often.
There was a time period where we noticed certain trends starting up and things in our space, in the family space. Mm-hmm. And we quickly realized that like it wasn't going to work for us, and we just had to do our own thing in our own time frame instead of what was getting like the massive viral hits.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we did that. Like it was really a slow growth for us because of that. But hey, we didn't experience the burnout in the same way. Like we kind of saw it coming, and we were like, okay, it was before the burnout thing happened. I think we were experiencing it at the same time. And instead of pushing through the way everyone else did, we just sort of were like, let's take care of our family and like just be a family instead of chase these numbers.
Yeah. It is. I try and still do stuff that I find entertaining.
Yeah.
I won't do stuff where it's like, I don't get why this is like, I never got into this huge slime phase or just like stuff where I was like, I don't find that entertaining. I'm not going to do it. But it definitely would always kind of hurt the soul a little bit when I post something I really liked and enjoyed, but the algorithm didn't like and enjoy it. So no one watched it. And you're like, I just put so much time and effort into that. And that's what Nia Higa was talking about, was like when he did put out stuff he loved, it wouldn't get the views. And then when he put out throwaways, it always get the views. And I feel like that's what Colleen and I talk about that all the time. We're like, our throwaway videos go viral. And it's like, we made this, we didn't care about it, we threw it out there. And for some reason that worked. Mm-hmm. And the stuff we truly love and are passionate about gets no views. And it's just like, it does hurt your creative side. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where the burnout comes in.
And seeing that something works and then you have to like do it again, but a little harder than you did the last time, you know? And I feel like a lot of people went down that road as well, where it's just like they were building this mountain that was just too big for them to sustain.
Oh yeah. Casey Neistat, that's why he stopped doing daily vlogs, which was like, he was like, every day I had to do something bigger and I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. So he took a break. But Nia Higa says that he's been working on videos during his break that he's actually really enjoyed doing, and they just take him 3-4 months to film and like then another month to edit, because he posts intense, really, really cool videos that he has fun doing. So he gave a little clips of those, and I'm excited to see him. One's like stop go animation. What is it called?
Stop motion animation.
Yeah, he showed a clip of that, and I was like, oh my god.
What did he do? Was it
He just showed it. It's his. He has like some drink that is his brand, and it like arms start coming out of it, and then like it opens itself. And I love how I'm doing it. Like I am stop motion. Yeah.
You can't see it, but she got really jerky there for a second. Her motion was not fluid.
I got glitchy. Anyway, so he posted that, and it's like, I feel like there's just going to be more and more burnouts, and I feel like there isn't. I feel like the OGs that stay true and just post what they like are the only people that aren't going to burn out. But again, they aren't going to get views, are they? I mean, Jenna Marbles will always get views. She took a nap and got 3 million views.
They'll get views, but maybe not the same numbers that they were used to or hoping for.
Yeah.
And part of you just kind of has to be okay with that. I feel like to survive. It's like a survival mechanism. Like be okay with it not getting the massive views and enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah. I have a friend who She's a teacher and doesn't do anything with YouTube, but she says she watches Jenna Marbles videos just because she's like, I feel like I owe her it, because she entertained me for so many years that she, every week I go on, every Thursday I go on just to watch her video. And she's like, I don't watch any other YouTubers. I don't know anyone else's names.
It's like a television show that's in its sixth season.
Yes.
And you've watched the first five and you're like, this is terrible, but I'm not saying Jenna Marbles is terrible. I'm saying like, it's like one of those.
Yeah. You're just like, you have to do it
because you have to.
Okay, someone just flushed a toilet, and I hope
no one can hear it. If you couldn't hear the carrots,
you
shouldn't have pointed it out.
I'm sorry, but it was just so loud. It kind of felt like one of the airplane ones, where it just like you feel like you're gonna get sucked down with it.
We did install those in our house, so
just stuff wasn't going down. All right, I have two things that aren't. Nope, three things that aren't internet related at all. We're just switching subjects. The toilet threw me. Not internet related, but Simone Biles is amazing. She is now the record holder for the most medals of a female Olympic gymnast human.
She's the one that, like, the videos have been coming out lately that are like, that's not a human thing.
Yeah, it's not a human thing. She's getting moves named after her because she's like creating or doing moves that no one thought were possible.
That's awesome.
So she is one medal away from tying the female slide. There's a guy that has all of the medals. He has the record for the most, and she's one medal away from beating him.
That's awesome.
Right now, she's the most medal holder for a female. I don't know why these words are hard for me. I never talk about Olympics, so saying medal, I think, is difficult.
Medal and gymnastics.
Medal, gymnastic, Olympic.
Floor routine.
Flipping, I don't know. Also, not internet related, but I thought it was cool because I'm in support of this. I don't know if you are. We haven't talked about this ever, Christopher, but
this is a good place. It's a nice public spot to like bring it up.
It's a little political, okay. But it's not like not political. But California becomes the first state ever to ban private prisons and private detention centers. Therefore, do you know anything about the prison system?
I don't know about the private prison system.
They're terrible because it's a money-making scheme, and they put contracts on the state being like, there has to be this many inmates in the prison, and if you go under, you owe us more money. And so people will get put in prison for nothing, but they just need to fill the prison spots. Or people will get held in prison even though like they've reached their sentence and they've been good, they won't get released. And it's
because of some quota.
Yeah, have quotas.
No, so, I haven't heard of this. That sounds really terrible.
It's terrible. I've read a lot about it and watched some stuff on it, but I'm really glad this is the first state that's ever done this, and it's going to take place by 2028.
It's going to take 8 years?
Well, because what are you going to do? You have to, like, transfer the prisons.
There's, like,
poof.
A bunch of people.
Yeah, there's humans involved here. Uh-oh. That's what California is saying.
I was just going to
I turned your mic.
There's water on this chair.
Do you
just
want me to
wipe it up with your butt?
I'm scared I'm going to sit on this and ruin all your setup.
Jessica's
for
joining
those,
us,
yeah.
But I'm not joining you. That's the whole
for
point.
For those just listening, Jessica sat closer to us. She has a microphone in front of her now, but she's not.
She's refusing to say this.
No, I was just going to say I'm going upstairs with my pregnant stuff.
Oh my God, they got to say hello to you.
I thought I'd say hi. Am I doing it right? I can't tell what's going on.
You did it. You're fine.
You're the second replacement co-host ever to be on it twice.
If only I had sat down here earlier.
I know, you could have been number one.
Or tied. Yeah. So there's that.
Do you have anything else you want to ask me? Because I didn't want to talk about the prison thing.
I'll talk about this with you. New York became the first state to require ingredients lists on menstrual products.
I saw that.
And I think that's great. We're making moves.
Yeah, it's important.
It is important.
You should know what you're putting in your body.
You really should.
General facts.
I have a sponsorship for like an all natural organic cotton tampon, but we don't have that sponsor today. We have a different sponsor today.
Or the other one that we did together, remember? The birth control website.
Oh, yeah. So we're in support of keeping your hoo-ha safe, y'all.
Of business.
Okay.
I'm all about ingredients in general. Like general ingredients.
How do you feel about this?
I'm happy for you ladies.
Thank you.
But also, you know.
We should know what we're doing.
Yeah.
We should know the ingredients and everything. Yeah. Even if, you know, when I'm looking at food, if I can't pronounce one of the ingredients or I don't know what it is, I usually think, oh, that's probably not good for me. I shouldn't eat that. You know?
You do the pronunciation test.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's a number 4? That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, if there's a number after
it. If there's a number, it's not good for anybody.
Generally.
I wonder if there's a number in our tampons. We should go to New York and find out.
Yeah.
All right. You going to go now or you want to hang out?
I don't know. I was all
JoJo covered her Tesla in her face.
Yeah, I know. It looks really cute.
It does. I said, how'd you pick that picture? And she goes, it's my favorite one. So good for her. She just got her face 100 times on her Tesla.
Her cars are always very well decorated.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, like, every little detail has gone into those cars.
Yeah, I was like, why'd you redo it? And she goes, the other one wasn't loud enough. But I said, okay.
I'm trying to figure out, like, is this what you wanted for me? To just, if I was here, for it to be behind my back? Or, like, am I supposed to turn?
You're supposed to just be, like, sitting like Christopher does, but I don't think...
Oh, so that is my
Your
fault,
baby huh? can't allow you to?
Supposed to move it like this? I'm not. I'm ruining
so
the whole podcast.
Jessica
just
has just ripped a microphone out of the table.
Chair closer.
What the plan was if I was to
instead
sit
of moving a microphone, why don't you move the chair?
That's impossible.
She's too wrecked.
It's on like an adjustable stand, Rachel.
But the stand is like only $20.
Okay.
That's fine. We're good. I'm gonna keep listening for like 1 or 2.
How did Christopher do his so well? How is yours?
That's what I'm
like
saying.
This?
Like,
is this turned?
How did you do this, Christopher?
So okay. Hold on. I'm gonna.
No, this is. I'll just go. This is not...
Wait. Guys.
But I do this notice that you brought a game. So.
Yeah, it's Mad Gab. Christopher, how did you do that? Go on, Christopher just did magic.
It happened by the powers of me wanting my wife to stay around here. But please don't beat her in the face with the microphone.
The microphone won't stay down now. The pressure's too hard. Hold on, I got this. Hold on.
As soon as you get this figured out, I'm just going to go.
She'll do it too. Oh yeah, that's where you want to be.
Hold on. You want to be there? It's because your table is slanted. There we go.
You mean artistic?
That was the worst 1 minute of any podcast that's ever existed.
You're welcome.
Should I reset the camera?
So, wait, did I win an award then?
You did win an
award. I got the worst
you
minute.
You got the worst minute in my podcast history. And I podcasted with Matthew, who just said next question to most things.
Cool.
Oh, this is old, but I wanted to touch on it. Well, it happened this last week, but it happened like at the beginning of last week, so no one cares. Did you guys see the video of the Dobre brothers meet and greet?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Christopher, did you?
No. Next question.
Okay. This is why I need Jessica.
No, he definitely did.
Oh, I know he did.
What did I see?
The meet and greet where
with the
they
four
were like,
boys. And they just didn't.
They were like.
They just. Jessica's doing the motion.
I may have seen one video.
Yeah,
but
it was
just
one video.
Two
and then
boys.
He did a weird hand gesture when she left too that seemed like
he did
was,
like a
like he's like
yeah, they did not seem impressed by the fact that a person came to see them.
Yeah, paid $600 to stand in the middle of those four boys who completely despised her existence.
That's so sad.
And then she apologized as she walked away.
That was the thing. She apologized as she walked away, and then that's when he did the hand gesture. I didn't know if it meant something like
it was like
cool
it's like a dance move, like a it's like the.
But what does it mean? What does the dance imply?
I have no idea that he's a douchebag.
Can I just say? Can I just say that I feel, and I think I speak for all of us here, so honored that we have been a part of so many meet and greets and gotten to meet so many people that watch us. I can't stand seeing people treat their fans badly.
No.
Like it is so, it's so
and
wrong.
And they've, one of them tweeted out, like none of them, they didn't do an apology
video.
One
tweeted out and then the rest retweeted that tweet.
Really? Is that what they did? I lost interest. I searched Dobre Brothers apology video. I expected there to be an apology video. None. They just posted on as normal. And then, that I just saw the one tweet that was like, we're tired, sorry. And I was
But they put in the same amount of effort into tweeting it.
As they did that meet and greet.
So maybe that's just who they are.
But like, I know, that is just who they are. They weren't, I have been dead tired. I have toured. I've done the tours. I've done the no sleep. I've done an entire show and then an hour, 2 hour long meet and greet.
And we've done that with four kids.
You've done it with, and one suitcase. But I still smile, hug, engage, look into the eyes, notice something.
I've seen you yell at some people.
Oh,
Rachel.
That is a different thing. When I am running
with energy.
A meet and greet. Oh, with energy. I let them know I see them. I don't ignore them. me yelling at them is better than ignoring their existence.
It was odd. It was just very odd.
It was so odd.
I've seen you yell at people, and then when it was their turn, just
be
like the nicest person I've ever seen in my life.
They came to a meet and greet,
you
and
give
they
them
get
a
to
hug,
meet
you're
me
like,
with a smile.
Smiles, take all the pictures.
And there have been times where they go, how you doing? I go, man, I'm exhausted. And they're like, are you? I'm like, but like it was such a good show. Good to see you, blah, blah, blah. I still talk to them. You can admit that you're tired.
How do you not also, maybe this is just a me thing, but like how do you not feel the energy of the meet person, and greet. Yeah. Like that energy of meeting these people is it's so real and cool, and like it energizes they're you just, even when you're tired. You're like, by the end of it, you're like, yeah, that was that. I feel tired, but like such a good energized.
Like we
tired.
Did it. It happened.
Can I tell the story of the most pulling it through meet and greet person that there is? Actually, he has two stories.
Tell me.
Okay. So CVX Live one year, we had just had Duncan. He was probably like, I don't know, a year old or a little bit younger or something. So he was still in the like spinning up phase of having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher's holding Duncan and we walk out to begin our meet and greet. There's a line established. They're like, hey, hi. And Christopher holds Duncan and therefore he's above our children.
Okay.
And immediately he walks out and Duncan just does this spin up all over Jacob's head.
Oh, that poor kid. I'm sure he powered through the whole meet and greet.
He was just like, he didn't even have a problem with it. He was just like,
he's such a good little dude.
Yeah, he probably went like,
he just nodded his head.
And he's like, you know, we had a baby wipe. Yeah, we wiped him off.
Baby wipe showered him.
Freaky Jacob.
And like, we were like, do you want to go backstage? He's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, he's got to meet people. They're here for us.
So he had that. And then actually I thought of another one, like as I was thinking of that one. And you were there for this one, I think. Hmm. I don't know where we were, like Philadelphia or something. And we had to park our car to get to the theater and go through a downpour of rain. And obviously we're from California. We didn't know you needed umbrellas like on the East Coast or something. Like ridiculous. We don't know what's going on. So we're like soaking wet.
We had a child interrupt. It's fine.
So we're in this like downpour of rain.
Pause. How long do you think she was standing by forever. The thing to
the whole
see us there to maybe time. Accidentally say her name for her to pop out?
Guess what? Huh?
Basically.
It just reminded me of Arrested Development. What's this, the magician that Ben
Joe? Not Joe. Tommy Wonder.
Tommy Wonder. Did someone say Wonder? Just hiding in a cabinet. Jessica, what was your other Jake story? Downpour. We don't know what umbrellas are.
Okay, so we're completely soaking wet.
Yes.
And we didn't have a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we had something, but it was like back in the car where it was wet or something. Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what happened. But basically, Jacob had no options for clothing.
You're just soaking like, wet clothing.
Soaking wet clothing or nothing.
Wait, I think, didn't he have a costume? That you bought earlier in the day?
No. Oh. No, the other kids had things like that. Oh, like, okay. They had this random assortment of stuff that we, like, put together and it worked. Jacob had nothing. And Colleen found some of her Spanx.
I remember this. She found, we found dry Spanx in one of the bags.
So Jacob wore Spanx to the meet and
greet. Like a merch shirt, I'm sure.
It was a merch shirt and like Spanx. And you could see these like, I don't know, was it like little shorts or something? Like it was the oddest outfit. And he just powers through it.
That kid, he is
unbothered.
He's an optimist.
I thought it was funny. Like he enjoyed the
he's like,
it's
humorous. So he's like, did someone laugh at it? We're going with it. Yeah. That's what Jake is.
Yeah. He just did the like pointy fingers and that's so Jake.
Yeah, that's like, the more I hang out with him, the more I'm like, this is the most optimistic finger gun kid in the world. Okay. So yeah, that video just made me upset. Not the Jake one, the Dobre brothers.
We should show the Dobre brothers, Jacob and Spanx.
Just feel like this is how you meet and greet. This is what you do. You show appreciation for the people that let you live the life you live. That's all we have to do for them. Just show a little appreciation. Anyway.
Meet and greets are fun. Like they are fun. Like have fun with it. Don't resent it.
Yeah. And if you know what? If you don't want to do one, don't do one.
Yeah.
There, I know YouTubers who just don't like them. They just like have anxiety. They don't like touching people. They love the people that watch their videos. They're so thankful for them. But they just have like a people disorder. And that's why they love YouTube, where they don't have to interact with humans face to face. And so they just don't do meet and greets. And you know what? That's fine, because they're not forcing themselves to do it and then being rude to the people that come.
But Rachel, how are you supposed to make $600?
You know what?
You don't do it.
You just don't make $600 a person.
I feel like the people that enjoy it don't charge $600.
Yes,
also.
That's the thing. Colleen's meet and greets, I thought she was charging $200 a ticket for VIP. She was like, no, we charge like $60. I was like, hold the phone. You only charge $60? She's like, yeah, these kids can't afford money. I was like, mm-hmm. okay, Colleen, just, you know, you are queen. Calm down about it. I thought she was charging a lot. And she's like, no, that's not me. That's other YouTubers.
No, she doesn't. Well, no, and there are sometimes websites that will buy her tickets.
Oh, yeah, the scalpers. Yeah.
Don't it's like that.
Some weird Mm-mm. thing. They'll buy her tickets and then they make it cost a lot of money. That makes yeah. me really upset.
So her tickets are supposed to be cheap because we know what it's like to not have money. All right, we're switching gears. I don't know if you guys have opinion on this, but Trish went through an identity crisis this past week. She posted a video saying that. She was trans. People got mad at her for it. Then she came out and said, you know what? I think I'm just questioning. She says that she feels she's supposed to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community. And right now she's just going to land on the Q and be questioning. And she's talked. She has a therapist and she's talking through it. And I'm just going to sit back and see what happens. I don't think I have a well, Jessica has a cough towards it. But people kept asking me my opinion, like, when she said she was trans, and then I was like, I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm qualified to
that's
to
what
have
I'm
an
saying.
Opinion. Or that it's even my business to have an opinion.
That's what I always said. I was just like, I'm going to sit back and see what happens. And, like, if she's just, if she just, she just genuinely seems like she doesn't really know what she lands on. And she's admitted, she's like, I don't feel comfortable in my body, which I fully believe her. And I'm just like, okay, you just figure yourself out. And I think the hard thing about YouTube is she does post things that are on her mind. And you know how you can just have like a really weird thought one day or an off thought or one you don't fully agree, like even like the next day don't fully agree with. But she just posts all of those thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, to me, that's the that is the oddest thing, is to make that bold a statement about like a term that means so much to so many people.
Yes. And I think that's like, she is someone I just expect her to just, she just word vomits a lot.
Yeah.
And I, that just gets her in trouble. And I feel like, you know, just
this. Well, not, yeah. Not just getting in trouble, but I know I did see people respond saying that they were hurt.
Yeah.
Statements. And I think that's like, that's the hardest
valid.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I also think like the thing about her in general, and I haven't watched any of these videos that she's posted, but I have seen, I did read some people commenting and mm-hmm. like responding to it. But I feel like the thing about her in general throughout her history on YouTube, people discuss the idea of being like an authentic person on YouTube and how yeah. are you authentic? And to me, she's a person who's like the most authentic to kind of what Christopher was saying, like to what she's feeling in whatever moment.
Yeah.
Like she will say what she's feeling without holding back at all.
Yeah. Whereas like if I were to, I think before I post anything, and I think she just turns the camera on. She doesn't even edit.
Yeah. She's working through it.
Yeah.
Like, live.
Yes. Like, that's what happens. And yeah. she gets the backlash for it. And, you know, cause she said, you know, there's things you shouldn't say and you should say, and, you know, there's things, and she just she
and things that can be hurtful to a community
yeah. Yeah.
and
yes.
I think that's like the core of it is yeah. like that I you know making sure she's not being hurtful to a community
yeah. and I never thought she was ever trying to hurt the community. I feel like there was never a negative intention of hers, even if people were like, well, she was trolling. I don't think she ever was like, I'm gonna do this to hurt the community, but she did. And I think that she did say, I'm sorry, but she said, I'm sorry. Her video is, I apologize, but then in the middle of it she said, I can't apologize. That was confusing. I never really watch her videos. I follow her everywhere, and I know her as a human. I finally watched her videos because I was like, maybe I'll do a little research for this podcast. And
she
fact
just
checking.
This is a researched podcast.
Well, this was a sensitive Rachel. Topic, and I didn't know how to cover it, but I thought that we should maybe cover it. So I was like, let me see what she said. I wanted to see if she had changed her mind on her opinions on her being trans. Is that PC still just saying trans? Yes. I'm so scared of being politically incorrect.
Yeah,
I think
you're scared
I
of
said,
hurting people.
Yes.
And that's the thought process. Is like I want to respect people and
yeah.
who they are and their it's their lives, you know.
Yeah.
So like,
I think she has conversations with the internet that we would have with like your best friend or like, you know, you two would have mm-hmm. with each other.
Yeah.
She has it with the internet, and instead of like having each other to filter through, the internet filters her through, and that's just. She says she's going to therapy. You know, I wish That's her good. Luck. This is going to be the weirdest transition ever. Speaking of therapy, have you ever heard of light therapy?
Yes. I have.
It's time for our sponsor for today. Our sponsor today is Verilux, the original creator of Happy Light. This is the box. This is for you guys. I got, oh, they gave me two, and I got you guys love a one present. Of them.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So, Verilux are the leading providers in
you
healthy
got very
light.
Excited and energetic after that. We're like, ooh, Verilux.
It's like when they do the talk shows, they put the thing on the counter, you know. Verilux is the leading provider of healthy lighting solutions and, of course, making people happy for over 50 years. They're the original creator of Happy Light therapy lamps, and more than 80% of people with low energy, fatigue, or the winter blues, which I definitely get. You know how like the yeah. sun sets earlier, you don't get enough sunlight, and you get sad about it. I get sad about it. Everyone that suffers from these things may expect to benefit from light therapy. You know, you just need a little light in your life. It can improve healthy sleeping patterns, get you ahead of daylight savings time, which is coming up November 3rd. It can increase your mood and energy, and it can help with jet lag. That's yeah. all the amazing things. The
that's what I was going to say is it says right here, reset your sleep cycle.
Yeah.
And that you travel and stuff. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
It's really nice. So it's easy to integrate into your daily routine. You can place it anywhere in your home or office. I put mine above my computer and inside my office. And I use it when I do my makeup or when I live stream because it's a really good like light for like pictures and videos. So I put it above my computer so I have lighting when I do my live streams. And then I get like really happy during my live streams. So it's like two in one. They say
I want to hear if that's true, people who watch her live streams. Is Rachel happy?
Oh, my goodness. How dare you?
I'm fact checking.
Watch me on Twitch. But it's best to use it in the mornings, and you only usually need to use it for 20 minutes a day. So Verilux is offering free shipping and 20% off with the promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET. So visit Verilux.com. That's Verilux.com. And use the promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET. You know, because the winter's coming. Winter's coming, y'all.
You know what always knocks me out is the daylight savings.
Always. I
every
can't
time
stand it.
I'm like, why are we doing this to ourselves? So I'm going to try it for
we
that.
We voted to get rid of reason. It. But until that happens, happy light, y'all.
Yeah. I think it passed Fair the looks. Vote, too, didn't it?
It did, because we're so terrible. Because it's.
But then did we never work it into the calendars?
Well, no, we're going to. It just takes a little bit of time.
It doesn't take
2028. When the prisons are no longer privately run, we will have no more daylight savings.
Okay.
All right.
Should we put this, like, down?
You can do whatever you want with it now. It's over. That clip is already sent to the people.
Put it right there.
Donald Trump joins
Twitch. Did
you
really already send it to your people?
No, I have to cut it. They just get sent that clip, so anything we say right now isn't going to them. Okay. I mean, unless they listen to my hour-long podcast, they could hear this. But they just asked for the clip.
Go for it.
Yeah. Donald Trump joined Twitch.
No.
But see,
did
here's
the thing.
Did you
know that, Christopher?
No, I did not know that.
Here's the
that's,
thing.
That's not like...
Who set it up for him? Because it's really hard to set up Twitch.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
he so, might have some resources, though.
Yeah, a little bit. I think he might have a few people working for
it's
him.
It's really hard.
But people are like, this is hilarious because it's an Amazon-owned company, and he constantly rags on the dude that owns Amazon. Yeah. But I genuinely don't think Donald Trump knows he has a Twitch account.
Probably true.
I bet Bob Ross has a
Twitch account.
Yeah. So does Bernie Sanders.
And it's like run by someone else.
Wait, is he going to live stream?
No. Here's the thing. They set it up. People found it. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, a Donald Trump streaming. This is hilarious. And they just repost or live stream his press conferences. Like the stuff. It's just
his
rallies. And it's not. He doesn't know he has a Twitch account. He's never going to sit down in front of a camera and stream live.
I don't know. He's on Twitter all day, every day.
Yeah, he might find it and realize it's his favorite thing.
If someone gives him the password, oh, it's over.
Somebody would have to like turn it on for him. It's really hard to turn on.
It is really hard to turn on. You know, it's easy to turn on from the phone, though.
But I would kind of like to see him not be able to turn it off and not realize he didn't turn it off.
I would never want to see that. I don't want to see what he does.
It's just going to be him on Twitter.
That's true. Yeah, but like when Bernie Sanders made a Twitch account, everyone thought was like, oh, we're gonna get Bernie streams, but it was the same thing. They just posted his press conferences and stuff like that.
But Bernie doesn't really go off script, you know what I mean? Like it feels like a forum that's like built for Trump.
Yeah, that's true,
because Trump goes off script and then it's like he enjoys saying like whatever.
Do you think they actually write Trump a script?
Yes,
at this point.
Yes.
With how many times he goes off script? Do you think they still put the effort into writing a script?
He makes jokes about it when, like, at those rallies, he'll start on script and he'll be like, you know what? Everybody likes it better when I'm off script. And then the crowd goes wild. And
do you think they write that in at that point in the script? Like, okay, this is the part where the script ends.
I don't think so. I think he gets going and then you can kind of see it. You can see it in his eyes when he's going from teleprompter to, like, improv. Now I'm going to pace the stage and just go for it.
It's scary to watch. It is scary to watch. It's like, oh no, this is when the pitchforks come out.
He started using a lot of profanity in his rallies.
Yeah. I haven't watched him in a while just because, like, I don't want to give him any extra view on any video ever. I don't want to, you know, boost his ego. He doesn't realize it, but switching back to more internet related things, more technical. Don't update your Apple computers.
Oh.
They came out with a new update and it ruins your computers. So if you have an Apple. So when we have a fire going in the north of Los Angeles right now, I was stuck inside all day because of the smoke. And I was like, you know what? I got nothing to do. I'm going to do all the updates my computer constantly bugs me to do. So I opened up my laptop. I opened up my iMac and I did both the updates at the same time. So I did this huge thing. The next day, half my apps wouldn't work. I couldn't live stream from my laptop. And I haven't even tried it on the iMac.
Did all the apps end up on, like, all your other computers?
No.
Because that happened to me.
Well, I updated both
my... Not my apps. My documents. All of a sudden, all my documents.
Yeah, everything.
And I couldn't move or delete anything on one computer without it deleting it from everything.
Yes.
And it, like, destroyed my life.
So, but they're saying, like, everyone's really mad about this update. And apparently Apple's like, oh, we warned you guys. And everyone's like, no. But people with Adobe... Adobe is telling its users, don't update. You're going to be screwed. So they're just like, don't do it.
You don't often have a, like, company going, like, don't do what that other company is telling you to do.
And it's like,
that we work with, like, in tandem.
They sent something with the 32 bits. If it's a 32-bit app, I don't know what any of that means. But it has to be a 62-bit app to run or blah, blah, blah. But the streaming things that you use for Twitch won't work on the Apple things. So don't update because you stream on an iMac. So I have to use Mac's PC to stream now because we tried to, like, download every different streaming site for Twitch and none of them will work, and because those sites are for the older generations of the Macs, I guess. So this thing is just, it's just screwing everybody, and I'm really upset because I was like, I'm gonna be a good little tot and update all my things because I have nothing else to do.
You can undo the update, I think, but it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Like, and you back up your things before you did it or something.
Yeah. No. And it's to the point where if you're running on the old Adobe, you can't even delete the old Adobe off your computer, even though it doesn't work anymore, because you have to have the old system in order to delete the old Adobe. Like, you can't even put it in your trash and remove it from your computer. So this thing that doesn't work on your computer anymore is taking up all the space that you can't even delete because Apple has ruined it.
They'll figure it out, right, guys?
No, right? Apple is just going down. You want to know what also Apple did?
Mess with their laptops and remove all the ports?
Yes, that. I hate it. I have to have an adapter for everything. No, they removed the app that was being used by protesters in Hong Kong. Because China pressured Apple to do it.
Really?
And when everyone at Apple was like, wait, why are we doing this? The dude who owns Apple was like, he, like, defended himself. He was like, we have to do this for China. And all the people at Apple were like, okay. So it got deleted and everyone's like, what are you doing? So.
What was the app? What were they using?
It was some news app where it was, like, actually, like, telling them what was actually going on and not just China telling people what China wanted people to hear.
How did they have access to it?
I don't know. I'm not that technical. But it was an app run by Apple that was, like, in the Apple store, and they deleted it for China.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know.
That's scary.
That is scary. It's so scary how much control China has over a bunch of, like, U.S. things. Like, the NBA, all of the gaming sites, Apple. It's insane. I'm fearful for it. Thankfully, Trump's got a Twitch, though, so we're fine. if he knows how to get on Twitch, he'll handle it. Do you guys know anything about Fortnite?
I know it's done.
Yeah, season 10 ended. I didn't know they had seasons. But there was just a black hole that went on forever at the end of it. And no one knew what to do with it. People were watching it for hours. It's just this black hole that just...
I heard about
that
it.
That just exists.
I don't play Fortnite, but I heard about this.
Same. And so naturally the internet didn't know what to do with it, so it just made memes about it.
There were a lot of memes.
There were a lot of memes.
About staring into a black hole for a really long time.
There's a lot of memes that could come from that.
Yeah. Apparently, like... people were like just staring at it.
Yes.
And not knowing what to do.
They expected something would happen with it. Like it would do something or give you a clue to something else. I don't know. But that's all the news I have. Do you guys have anything to add? Do you guys want to talk about anything?
Yeah, it hasn't been that exciting when it's been like a...
we've been kind of wrapped up in like the final month of pregnancy.
Yeah.
And building guitars.
That's what you guys do. Practicing guitars.
That promo, Christopher. Give the guitars.
He's got questions about stuff later. We'll save it.
He's ready.
We're gonna move on to a game. We're gonna play Mad Gab.
That's why I'm here. That's why I've been waiting.
That's just why Jessica's here. Did you drink a water bottle and a half while sitting here?
Yes.
How do you
feel? I would drink more, but I feel self conscious about drinking in front of this mic.
I understand completely.
Like, I don't know.
I won't eat on Twitch when I'm streaming because there's a mic right next to my mouth. I won't eat. I hate eating on Twitch. I ate a bagel the other day and was like so self conscious the whole time. Anyway. Yeah.
And then you can't talk because your mouth's full.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
It's so.
I tried it in the beginning because I was really hungry.
Well, yeah.
And everybody was like, yeah, eat. And then I did. And I was like,
this is awkward. I have food in my mouth. You can hear me. I hate like, ASMR.
Nothing else is happening if I'm eating.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Weird.
I tell them to do that often. I'm like, I have to pee. Talk amongst yourselves. And I ran away.
Do you have a be right back screen?
Yes. I finally made one for myself. Okay. All right. So we're playing Mad Gab.
Water all down my face just now and my other things.
I walked in today and Christopher looked like he had drool all over his chin.
Why we got to bring that up?
Jessica, I needed to make Jessica feel better. She just spilled on camera.
I always spill on camera all day, every day.
So,
I don't know if it was like... I had a breakfast burrito right before. I don't know if it's from that or because I've been like lacquering guitars all day, but it's one or the other. And neither one's not great.
Christopher just had some shiny goop all over his chin when I
walked
in.
Or it was drool. It could have been drool.
It could have just been drool, guys.
That's the kind of sleep I get.
All right, we're playing Mad Gab. Do you guys know what Mad Gab is?
No. Nope.
Is it like you explain it?
We're going to need an explanation.
There's a whole board game with it, but I just played this part how I want to play. Sorry, Jessica. There are no rules.
Right.
So basically...
don't let Rachel near any of our board games. She'll just tear them apart and pick out the parts she likes.
I just like this part.
I like these pretty dice. We'll just roll these.
Okay. So I'm going to say... You can read either one you want, but it says, wide own chewy may lit. Okay. So I say that, and you have to guess what I'm actually saying. So it's a sentence with the words on the wrong syllable. They're using different
Christopher
words.
Christopher's going to be really good at this.
So wide own chewy may lit.
I'm trying to listen.
You're
solving it, but I want to hear
me
it.
If you don't wrong. Hear it, because we're versus.
Oh,
right?
We could play it where whoever guesses it first wins.
That's what I figured. Christopher's going to win though, because it's like how
wide own chewy may lit.
Why don't you chewy
may lit?
Why don't you?
Chewy mallet.
Chew a mallet. Why don't you chew?
It's not a mallet.
Why don't you?
Why don't chewy mallet?
Why don't you
mail it?
Close. Why don't you mail it? Why don't chewy mallet?
Why don't chewy mallet?
It is so hard knowing what it actually is and hearing you guys say it. I'm like, yeah. Why don't chewy mail it?
Why don't you eat?
Why
mail it?
Why don't chewy mail it?
Why don't?
You're not saying anything.
Why don't you?
I'm going to do it with my mom and say it in an accent. Why don't chewy mail it?
That doesn't help.
Oh, it so helps.
Why don't you
I don't think
make?
You're saying anything. Why don't you
Do you
eat?
Both forfeit?
Yes.
Sure.
Why don't you email it?
Okay.
I don't
Got
think
it now.
Is that a popular phrase?
You need to read it better, Rachel.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, Jessica, do you want to read the thing?
No, I'm ready for this.
Kitten mite whose hint swore thin. Kitten mite whose hint swore thin. Kitten mite, whose hint swarthen. Kitten mite, whose hint swarthen.
This is a terrible game.
Okay.
I think we need
Should
the board.
Should we play it in
part.
Reverse?
Let's wait. Just have the board and not the cards.
Okay.
Wait. I was going to get it. Say
Kitten
one more time.
Kitten mite, whose hint swarthen.
You weren't going to get it.
Oh, I get it. Wait. See, once you know what it is, it's really easy.
Okay, do it one more time.
Kitten mite who's hint swarthen. Kitten mite who's hint swarthen.
What accent is that?
It's a Scottish-Irish. It's an angry Scottish-Irish.
Skyrish.
It's a Skyrish.
Kitten mite who's hint swarthen.
Kitten mite who's hint swarthen. You're not going to get this one. It's too long. The shorter ones are easier.
Okay, do a short one then.
Okay, fine. That was getting my 2 cents worth in. All right. This one's a short one. Ease, yes, spy. Ease, yes, spy.
Easy as pie.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Easy as pie, Jess.
Oh, Christopher gets that one.
I get you the card.
First to three wins.
I knew Christopher would win.
Is that the next one? First to three wins?
No. Oh. Kitten fin. Kitten fin. No. Kitty fin.
Wait, what? You're changing it now.
I got distracted by my own fake accent.
Get even.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what she did is what it means.
Oh, let me find a short one. What did you just say?
Oh, now you're questioning me? I'm just talking normally.
Nail some hand Ella. Nail some.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hold on, let me find the shorter one. These are all really long. Okay. Haste hunt man. Nope. Am I saying that word right? Yeah. Haste hunt.
Man. A stunt man.
Oh, good one, Jess. Good one.
All right. This is the tiebreaker, y'all. Ask hatch bad. Ask hatch bad. Ask hatch bad. Ask hatch bad.
Stop.
It sounded most like it when I did it with my Skyrish accent.
Say again.
A sketch pad.
A sketch pad?
Yeah!
Oh, nice.
Christopher on the game.
Read them and weep.
All right. We've got some questions. They were just aimed at Christopher, but Jessica, you can be a part of them
Jessica
too.
Jessica is basically part of me.
All right, Jessica, where did you learn magic? Anonymous Colleen wants to know.
On our first date.
Yeah, from Christopher.
You learned magic.
I broke the magician's code to impress her on the first date.
Christopher, who inspired you to learn magic? What did you see? Who did you see? I know that there was that Alex. Who was the dude? Was his name Alex or was it the restaurant's name was Alex?
His name was Mark and he worked at Alex's Cantina.
That's it. There was a restaurant with a magician that Christopher.
And we would go like every Friday that we could to go see him do magic. I think it started with my aunt and her friend getting me a trick. Like they would get me things every week. So there was.
I did not know that.
There was like a time when it was all dinosaur stuff. One when it was indigenous people stuff. One when it was cowboy stuff, rodeo stuff, and when it was magic stuff. That stuff.
Zuck.
And
that's cool.
And I kept doing.
So you just gotta let your kids try everything.
I can also lasso things now.
Didn't you learn that in Oklahoma?
Yes.
He knew that already.
I kind of went into it knowing a little bit.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The TCA wants to know if you're going to prove to be a true Ballinger by making a Christmas-themed guitar.
I would like to. It depends on timing.
You probably won't this year.
Because you have a baby coming.
I want to. I really want to. I might do a simple one.
He already has a design planned out, but...
So I thought about it.
I put the guitars into Photoshop and then like make mock-up guitars.
Oh, that's cool.
And I did like 3 designs for Christmas on a really cool guitar. Really cool vintage style.
That's
guitar.
Cool. I want to see it.
I'll show it to you after this.
All right, cool. I also want the guitar. Emma wants to know what time do y'all wake up? I wake up at 7:45 a.m. every day. So that's when my dogs eat. When do you guys wake up?
Similar story.
Children eat at a certain time.
Human related.
It's usually like somewhere between like six and seven.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can train them to wake up later. I did it with my dogs.
Humans aren't dogs.
You They're can different. Train them
Rachel,
the same.
We just posted a video about taking parenting advice from non-parents.
You just like leave treats places. You don't put them in the crate sometimes when you leave the house.
The crate is frowned upon in parenting circles.
You just throw a chew toy in the crate. Yeah. They're fine. Trust
a little
me.
Kong filled with peanut butter.
Easy. Oh,
so you're going to be the one watching our kids when we have the baby, right?
Yeah, I got a jar of peanut butter.
Can we request?
And four crates.
No crate.
I also got their own leashes. They match their collars. Watch out.
They are not kennel trained.
Ah, oh, dang it. All right. Oh, Mom asked us.
Our actual mom.
Mom.
Okay. What's
Gwen Ballinger.
Did you have a wide selection of people asking questions? Or is it just your mom a bunch?
Just mom. Or I don't have any other friends. She wanted to know what our... it stopped recording, so stick figures are going to be put here for a second. Christopher, do you want to draw the stick figures, or am I?
I'll draw them if you want.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing my
stick figure. So wherever that clip left is what the stick figure has to represent, where the clip ended.
We haven't moved.
So
unless
this
it's
moment,
like when we were, unless it's when
moment.
A children showed up, or we were messing with a mic stand. Those are the only variants on where we are currently right
so
now.
So do you have to draw this photo right here is what this is. Okay. I'm posting it tonight. Good luck. With your sketch pen.
He could draw a stick figure picture in about 5 seconds. What are you talking about? Good luck.
No, because it's Christopher.
Yeah, it'll take him. Yeah,
so a 5 second task takes Christopher 12 years.
And if I was the one running the podcast, I would make their mouths move when they talk.
I know you would. That's why I said good luck.
I'm just going to draw you a picture.
Okay. Anyway, Mom, our mother, the one who had us cut out of her, wants to know.
Specify. You were very confused last time.
What our favorite video you made with Dad was when we were little. Because Dad used to make videos with us.
Yes.
I don't remember making videos. I think I was too small.
Do you remember the videos?
Oh, I remember the videos. But she said, "What was your favorite favorite video you made?"
Yeah,
I'm thinking the action of making. Was I in a lot?
He in the later up as, years, like, the baby that's sitting watching
I feel like
the video being made.
Mine of yours was Time Machine.
Time Machine's classic.
You know, there was one I was in where a slug became giant.
A giant slug. That one's pretty
and
good.
I
too.
Have my mouth.
But Dad wasn't in that. Dad wasn't a part of that. That was all us made.
That was all us made.
I think so. I think that was us.
Because that's the only time I had a speaking role.
Yeah.
And I just screamed, "It's a giant slug!"
Yeah,
cereal in my mouth.
We weren't very good at casting, so we cast you.
wasn't there. The casting
Dad
director
wasn't there to tell us
was
no.
Was on vacay.
She can't do it. She'll be eating cereal the whole time.
Yeah. No, I love Time Machine. That's one.
I think Time Machine's probably my favorite as well. There was one I haven't seen in a long time where we used to make news shows as as reports.
Yeah. You used to do these in high school.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I wasn't little. The one I was thinking of was junior high though, Rachel.
Oh, so sorry. Wasn't the one when you had your duh shirt on?
Probably. It's all he wore in junior high.
I wore a
duh
shirt
or whatever.
A lot. Oh, those are rude words in this household.
Yeah.
I also had one that said Hocus Pocus in that fadey font.
What? You were allowed to wear something that wore Hocus Pocus?
We weren't allowed to watch Hocus Pocus. I still to this day haven't seen Hocus Pocus. Oh.
That's
so it's that double standard.
Okay.
Well, that is controversial in your childhood home.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know which was my favorite. I'm just happy that my dad did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm happy that we got to make videos. And
yeah.
I think the first one, which... I don't even know if I want to say the title of it because it's so non-PC.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yes.
I think saying PC, you guys, is like no longer PC.
You can't say PC.
You can't say PC anymore?
No, I don't think you can say that anymore.
Why not?
I don't know.
What are you supposed to say?
I think you're just... Like, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to say.
But like, I'm trying to be so PC by saying PC. I'm trying to be like, I care.
No, it's like,
I don't want to offend anybody. This is my way of being like, yo, I care.
No, I'm pretty sure you can't
say. Did we just have a Trisha Paytas moment?
Oh my gosh, we're going through this with the internet. Internet, don't get mad at us. Just calmly let us know. Is PC PC?
I would like to preemptively apologize for my offensive behavior.
I am learning. My apology video will be coming out soon.
Anyway.
All right.
That video.
I know what you're talking about.
That movie, which is cowboy and indigenous people, but a different word.
I don't think that's. I think it's fine.
Sure. But I played both roles.
Yeah,
which
you did.
I don't know if that's okay. I don't think so.
You know. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It was the first movie we ever made, and so that I have fond memories. If you're asking about memories,
yeah, I'm asking memories.
That would be the fond memory. No, yeah. Treasure Hunt's my favorite one.
Ooh, Treasure Hunt was that's a my good favorite one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And that one,
I always got jealous because Mom let you dig holes in the backyard. Like I'd see videos and pictures of like holes you dug in the backyard, and I was like, I want to do that, and Mom wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah, I kind of paved the way against that.
Rude, man.
I think Mom realized that was dangerous
and
inappropriate for a child to dig a hole past their height in the backyard.
Man. Just everywhere, just little traps.
I missed out, dude. All right, Aiden Miranda. Miranda Fanda Ballinger wants to know, who's your favorite Disney princess? Mine's Pocahontas. She got to have a raccoon.
And she Disney princess.
And she painted with all the colors of the wind.
She did paint with all the colors.
I just liked how wilderness she was. Mm-hmm. And that was my goal in life, was to be outside.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I like that one.
I don't know. I want to say Snow White. But I think that's maybe just because of the historical context of the movie.
Of course you would know the historical context
No,
of
just
the movie.
That it's the first... The first one. It's Disney's, like, first princess and, like...
I will say I'm mad at Pocahontas for getting together with John Smith. Just saying. Fun fact... Oh, no. Jessica, do you have a favorite? You can do current. Elsa one? Is Elsa a Disney princess?
No, I was actually my first, like, my knee jerk reaction would be Rapunzel because I love Tangled. I love Tangled, but I don't know that she's my favorite princess. Like, I just can't remember. I honestly can't remember. Like, I feel like I wasn't that impressed with Flynn Rider as a person because he was like kind of too much of a
troublemaker. So you like don't like that
I liked it in itself, like, I was like, I fell for it, but at the same time, it was kind of like, that guy is kind of a trouble, like, he's a scoundrel.
Listen, any of the princesses have a bad dude that goes with them, so you can't fault the princesses for the dudes, because they all have bad dudes.
What were the ones of
Sleeping Beauty's prince a bad dude?
Which ones?
Prince Charming.
So he, like, kissed a chick that was in a coma. Does he? He didn't get consent.
Her. Oh, yeah,
are you kidding me?
Okay, I forgot about that one.
They're all terrible.
Wait, but... Hadn't they met before? Hadn't they danced?
I actually haven't seen... Now, Sleeping Beauty was Prince Charming? Who's Prince Charming? I forgot. That's Cinderella.
I feel like you're thinking Snow White. Snow White, prince.
Well, I never saw Sleeping Beauty. Consent.
But Sleeping Beauty...
I don't think we were allowed to see Sleeping Beauty as children. It was too scary.
It was
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Cinderella. Oh, you're... Wait, who are you talking about?
We're really good at knowing our Disney princesses.
You guys have kids. You should know these things.
That's on my time off. Go watch.
What were the ones
movie
from our childhood? It was like Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. I was thinking Ariel.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast. Aladdin. That was our childhood. Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan. Jane loved it. They aren't princesses.
I didn't love Tarzan.
I did not like that movie.
You didn't like Tarzan? No. I just love monkeys. I love animals.
I was really upset about Tarzan because it was like there was some music in it, but it was like it felt like the end of the musical era, and that I was like. Because there was Hunchback of Notre Dame and then
like
Tarzan
one.
And I was like so upset that all the good like music Disney movies were going away.
Would you like Nala from Lion King?
No, she wouldn't be like my top princess. I don't know.
Who is Prince Charming? Which one is he in? I feel like, is he Cinderella's or is he Snow White's?
I think he's like all of them.
Yeah, they're all.
I love that we kind of had like nameless princes.
They don't matter.
It's like throwaway.
But really a boring part of that thing. They're just like, we have to put a romantic love story in
this. I thought Sleeping Beauty's was Prince Charming.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm against. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He just like makes out with the chick that's in a coma.
Does he?
I think so. Isn't that how she comes out of the coma?
I think that's
Snow White.
I don't think it's a make out. And yes, both end the same way.
Oh my god, terrible.
Both have Prince Charming go.
Snow White never
she's unconscious.
Might as well kiss her.
But I feel like Snow White never met the prince.
No, she didn't.
And Sleeping Beauty.
She did at the wishing well.
Okay, that is not a meeting. If I see someone across a wishing well, that does not give me permission to go kiss them while they're sleeping.
And then he goes, today at the end, and she goes, oh, there's a man watching me.
And she runs away.
So he's kind of, yeah.
So kind of a peeping Tom, but then turns into. Man, he finds her later in a coma, and that is permission to kiss her.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if the Sleeping Beauty one, like, didn't he have like a quest? Like, he had to go wake up the village, the town somehow?
Yeah, I think he knew.
So I think he knew that, that the kiss was the thing that would solve
the problem. He was like, she'll take it for the team.
Okay.
Well, so and they'd already fallen. I don't remember, but I feel like they'd already fallen in love and there was already like relationship established. And then he knew that that was like the end of the quest and he was rescuing her.
Okay. Well, I never saw it, so I have nothing to add for that.
I'm just saying. Check it out. But wait, and there was another movie I just thought of. Enchanted. But you know what
the,
I mean?
The live action.
Action, yeah. That counts, right?
Yeah.
But I still feel like...
That would end terribly.
She was a good princess, though.
She was a great princess.
Yeah. And
she had a great song. The Happy Cleaning song. That was a great song.
I loved Enchanted. I hated the ending. It was a terrible ending. Absolutely terrible. But the movie itself was great. Oh. I'm going to ask the last question because I think it's hilarious that it was asked when this baby hasn't even been born yet. Annabella wants to know, are you going to have another kid?
Oh, you think that hasn't been asked?
But we don't know his name yet.
No, Christopher's not even understanding what this question is.
After this one, are you having a sixth?
They're saying beyond this one.
Now you're specifying.
Christopher's like, yes, we're having one. We're having one in like a couple weeks.
That's the current plan.
The current plan is to have a fifth child.
Yes.
I just think that's hilarious.
It gets asked a lot.
It's like you do something and then they immediately ask when you're going to do it again. Let me enjoy this thing.
Just like how people get asked, like, oh, when are you going to get engaged? When are you going to get married? When are you going to have
When are you
going to
have a third dog?
It makes sense to ask it.
It doesn't make sense.
But I know people don't like being asked that. Yes. But in general, like, I feel
like... Do you like being asked it? You can be truthful.
Just now?
It doesn't bother me. Okay. It's just like... But there isn't really an answer.
Yeah, it's sort of, we'll see.
It's always like, who knows what...
We'll see, guys.
Yeah.
It's not a definitive no. I mean, I guess that is kind of somewhat of an answer.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens.
No, we could even... pursue it. It's more we always say like, let's see what happens with this current child. We have got to see how it changes the dynamic. We have to see we just have to see like what this child will need and what our family will need in that time before we make that decision.
Got it.
But we love having children. Mm-hmm. And we would be also...
I'm glad you do because you're about to have your fifth. So I'm glad you like having
do this a lot. we'd be really happy, I think, if that was to work out. But at the same time, it's like, and then how does my body handle having this childbirth? Like, you never know physically how you're going to respond.
If your body is like, this one's the last one. All right. I get you.
But I will say this pregnancy was shockingly better than a whole bunch. It's like shockingly because I'm 36 now. Which is geriatric pregnancy in the United States of America.
I'm learning about pregnancies every day.
Yeah, but I'm 36, which is considered like it's obviously the oldest I've ever been in any of my pregnancies.
What?
Shocking.
Christopher, this is the oldest you've ever been to?
Yeah, we haven't found that hole in the time space continuum.
Yeah, but like this pregnancy was by far my body handled it better than. My last two pregnancies. And there's nothing that makes sense about that. It's not like I was like, I've been working out a whole bunch beforehand. Or like, I mean, I was going to.
Hey, you had a trampoline.
I did have a trampoline. But I was going to a physical therapist and a chiropractor. So I was doing more care
things
there.
That could have possibly contributed.
Except all the things she did.
I do think that helped absolutely a lot. But I think it's interesting that it helped as much as it did because it like made such a difference. And I was surprised because even my doctor after my last pregnancy was like, well, just so you know, things are going to be harder for you in the next pregnancy. And it wasn't like it wasn't at all. So I thought that was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah. Way to do it, body.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the questions, topics and games I have today. You guys want to plug your stuff? Where can they find you on all the different places? Go for it.
YouTube. You're so ready.
Yes, we are Ballinger Family on YouTube,
where they do a vlog channel and other little thingies with their whole family.
Yeah, that's a lot of parenting advice lately because that's the headspace we're in right now.
Yeah, but Christopher also has another channel called Gifted Guitars.
Yes, I build guitars for people in my life, and I'm about to start my second guitar on the channel.
Okay,
and that's
in real life. Exciting. How many guitars have you worked on?
I am working on number 3 and 4 simultaneously right now.
Love that. And then you guys are also on Twitch, Ballinger Family.
Yeah.
And then you're Ballinger Family on Twitter. Jessica is Ballinger Mom on Twitter. What are you guys on Instagram?
I think I'm Chris Ballinger and she's Jessica Ballinger.
Love that. I don't know where else you guys are. You anywhere else? Do you do TikTok?
I don't know, but I'm sure we have different names wherever we are.
Yeah.
Great consistency, y'all. Good job.
I like to keep people guessing.
All right, guys. That's all the time for Rehab Puppets. Happy, happy, dabba, dooba, doo. I love you guys. Thank you, Parallax, for sponsoring this video or podcast. I'm so tired. It's bedtime. See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.